Listen to a talk given by a professor of meteorology.
First of all, let's look at why temperatures tend to be higher in cities than in rural areas. This happens because almost 50% of urban areas are comprised of hard surfaces, like paved streets, parking lots, buildings, and rooftops. As a result, any amount of rainfall is quickly repelled by these surfaces and carried away by storm drains and gutters. Essentially, water just doesn't have a chance to stand around and evaporate, and it's during the process of evaporation that heat is removed from the air. So in cities where there is less evaporation, temperatures will be higher. And then, of course, there's also the issue of added heat coming from buildings' heating systems, from industry, cars, even human bodies. Even within a city itself, temperatures can vary significantly. For example, in winter, streets that get a lot of use will be 2 or 3 degrees warmer than less traveled streets. And places where cars sit for a while, like stoplights, can be another 3 degrees warmer. On the other hand, low spots in the city where cold air collects will be much colder than higher places. Rain and snowfall are also affected by urbanization. Cities tend to get slightly less snowfall than the surrounding countryside because of the warmer temperatures in the city. But rainfall in the city can be 5 to 10% higher. Now, this happens because of two factors. First, the warmer city temperatures, and second, the larger number of dust particles in the urban air. You see, dust particles are an important requirement for condensation. The water vapor in the atmosphere is able to change to liquid by clinging to dust particles suspended in the air. So where there's a higher number of dust particles, condensation takes place more easily. That's why fog and clouds are usually more frequent around cities. Once condensation takes place, rainfall is not far behind. In the London area, for example, thunderstorms can produce 30% more rainfall than in the surrounding countryside. Some urban climatologists go so far as to argue that they can see a pattern of increasing rainfall during the work week. They believe rainfall amounts are smaller on weekends because dust particles generated by cars and factories are reduced.